Yes, Judge Walsh.
Michael, could you explain the BCPs and what an individual court should be thinking about, or is it just a wish list that will never happen?
Well, historically, as I understand it, trial courts would look at their individual needs, submit them to the AOC, who would sort of collect them, try and put them in similar sorts of themes, and then they would be put through to the budget working group, who would then identify priority areas that would then be forwarded to the council for consideration to submit to the Department of Finance. So not every BCP, which is a budget change proposal, ultimately was submitted to the Department of Finance for consideration. And we are going to have a discussion later on this afternoon about the budget change proposals. But there tend to be themes that we all have the same kind of operational needs. So there are issues like benefit costs, security costs, the cost of the realignment workload, those sorts of things. But what we want to try and get in is input from this group as to what other things you think we should be exploring. Because ultimately, when you tell us that we need to submit a BCP, we have to turn around and ask you for the information. So it's a process where we will be inundating you with surveys of data to collect in terms of information. But so that was what the historical process was. There were just all these BCPs that were submitted. And then the Department of Finance worked out with the legislature and a branch this idea of this state appropriations limit adjustment. And for 3 years, the answer was, you are going to get this growth, live within that growth, distribute those funds to the trial courts, and we don't want to see all the individual cost budget change proposals. But now when Sal was ended and we were in the cut mode, the only thing that we really got in terms of any, and I'll sort of say in quotes, automatic increases were for benefits, which even this year weren't treated as they should have been. So that's been the only thing we've really gotten funding for in terms of sort of ongoing baseline costs. So this process, we are going to be engaging in a sort of specific budget change proposal submissions, some that we were well already aware of in terms of case management systems, security, the realignment funding to the extent that the funding is not insufficient. But we're going to be asking for your input so that we can, as staff, turn around and start collecting and developing in more detail the justified budget change proposals. And our hope is that in light of the economic turnaround, that our budget change proposals will be looked at more favorably than they have in the past. Generally, there weren't BCPs being approved for any other branch or state entity. And so we're hopefully now we can get a position where we can get some relief in addition to whatever our branch sort of reinvestment is to address the $470 million of general fund reductions.
What finance won't accept is individual BCPs from courts. They've told us that multiple times. They'll just reject that out of hand. There are still discussions, though, that we have had with finance and are continuing on with some kind of a replacement for Sal. They don't like to call it the same thing, but that is the dialogue. You recall that we meet with the Department of Finance on a monthly basis, and so that will be part of the discussions that will take place in the August meeting with DOF in terms of what looks like a replacement for Sal so that there can be some adjustments to the budgets going forward.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments? And again, if you don't think of anything now, please feel free to email us. We will get back to you as best we can.